I'm Rachel.
And I'm Abby, and I don't watch dramas.
No, she doesn't, but I really like talking about them.
Rachel comes into my room on nearly a daily basis to tell me about the show she's watching, and I don't know how to tell her I don't really care anymore. But it's also really fun to try and interpret what she's watching because she's very, very bad at getting verbal descriptions of things.
So we've decided to create our own podcast so you guys can listen to how poorly I describe things.
And how quickly I tear them to shreds.
So I hope you enjoy. The first podcast is going to be on Man from the Stars episodes 1 through 11.
Yeah. Which I've been hearing about for 11 weeks now.
No, it's 2 episodes a week. Come on, Abby. It hasn't been that long.
See, it's not even like normal TV. I already hate it.
Okay, well, I hope you guys enjoy and keep watching or listening to our podcast. Okay, Abby. So okay, what do you think happened in Man from the Stars? From my beautiful
explanation. Oh my god, that's what it's called?
Yes.
Oh my god, Rachel, you're... Okay.
Or My Lover from the Stars, or My Love from Another Star. There's a lot of different English translations.
Oh my god. Okay, so you just threw roughly 45 minutes of information at me.
It's been that long.
It's really been that long. Okay, so... What I've learned is there is an actress, the lead actress, the actress who is dating the evil guy. The actress who's dating the evil guy, oh my god, dead! And then somehow the lead actress is neighbors with an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so you just told me this is a comedy. People have died. Like, you're telling me, like, oh, he killed this guy, he's so creepy, and all this is happening, and he can stop time, and he's a date rapist, which he is. You cannot...
No! The kiss with time stop is sweet.
It's not sweet. If you stop time, and without somebody's knowledge, perform an act on them, whether it be, a gentle, like, boob grope, it's date rape. I'm sorry.
There's different rules in this drama.
Oh my god. Okay, so all that's going on. And she steals, I'm gonna go ahead and say steals the purse of the dead girl.
She wants to give it back to her. She wasn't dead yet, by the way.
She was dead, from what you just told me. So, with intent to return it after finding out that she's dead to her family, which she barely tries, and instead
Her car gets egged by all the anti-fans.
Give it to your agent and be like, listen, this is her purse, I found it in a bathroom, can you please make sure it gets back to her family?
Mm-hmm.
But at a different point, the purse falls over and opens, and instead of going, oh, this is so sad, I really liked her, but, you know, we were rivals, and gathering her things respectfully and putting it in a box and shipping it to her family with, you know, maybe some flowers. I'm a florist, I just assume you send flowers these days. She goes, oh, USB, I wonder if there's porn, and plugs it in. And, oh my god, okay, no new woman. There is a prison wife in a room telling the... Okay, again, so this guy has to have... I'm assuming it's in his apartment, because no guy just, like, tells a girl, oh, by the way, I own a warehouse, don't go there.
Keep in mind, he lives with his family. But, so yes, he probably has a secret apartment, he has a lot of money. A lot of money.
Okay, but even, wait, like, his family, as in his brother and mother and father,
yep.
Or...
It's Korea. They all still live at home until you get married, and he's not married anymore.
It's sounding a lot like us right now.
Okay, wait, I didn't tell you
I'm still working this out. So, the actress who committed suicide, air quotes, She's walking, she's like, tells the evil guy, like, BRB, gotta powder my nose, walks down the hall, makes a wrong turn, and she ends up in the slave room, and happens to have a camcorder, and records this woman talking about how he's evil and crazy and don't date him. She's like, cool, closes the door again, doesn't call the police, continues to date him, and ends up dead. So,
well, she was gonna blackmail him into marrying her, because she wanted the money.
Who doesn't? Always hold out for the money, but you don't have to blackmail. Just shimmy a bit. God damn.
I know. He's crazy. Those things don't work on him.
Okay, no. Okay, he's crazy.
Wait, can I tell you what else he does?
You're Yes, tell me.
Okay, so you want to know how he finds out that the girl has the USB?
She tells him. I'm assuming it's something really dumb.
I have no idea.
Is it really dumb?
It's great. So, he knows that she has information, but he doesn't know if she has the USB yet. So he sends her.
Wait, so there just happened to be a USB. Was there like a security camera that happened to have a USB in it? And she just.
No, the USB was in the purse.
Yeah, no, okay. I know that.
So he knows the purse is missing. And so he thinks that the main actress has the purse, but he hasn't. He's broken into her apartment, can't find the purse anywhere, whatnot. So, because the manager had it and then he gave it back to her.
The manager had it and sent it to this girl's family. She's dead. They probably want to know.
They don't want to hear anything from her. They think she
doesn't. They're not hearing it from her. Her manager.
I know.
Her manager can make up a lie and be like, oh, I found this in a dressing room that we were cleaning up. We thought you should have it.
Okay, so.
Oh my god!
I know, it doesn't make sense, but let me get to this part.
Yeah.
So, he needs a way to spy on her in her apartment to see what she's up to. So.
So wait, she watched, the lead actress watched this USB.
She does, yes.
Because she's a fucking klepto.
She's not the smartest person.
She sounds like an idiot.
She is a little bit.
She's a complete.
She's endearing, but she's a little.
There is an alien who can stop time.
She doesn't know that yet.
They're neighbors. How do you not know?
She has her suspicions when he, like, stopped her car with his hands. She.
Okay.
That's another time.
No, let's. Okay, so again.
Wait, I haven't told you how he spies on her.
Really quick. I'm still working on this timeline that you threw at me. So, okay. So her neighbor's an alien.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know.
No.
But he is convinced she's either the reincarnation or the great granddaughter of.
Yeah, he knows.
Of a woman he used to love. Okay. Yeah. So it's not that he knows, it's that he believes that.
It's true.
I'm still convinced that he's just insane and that this is all in his head.
No.
And that he's stalking a celebrity and going, I'm in love. Okay? That's.
Minchun wouldn't do that.
He would. Alien or not. Especially if he's alien, he has no idea what boundaries may or may not be.
He's been around for 400 years. He's picked up on the social customs.
Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, wait, but here's the other thing. So he knows this girl's in danger. He says, I'm not going to get involved, but consistently stops time and saves her life.
Because
Edward
he falls
Cullen
in love
style,
with her.
Who's also a terrible human being.
He's much better than Edward Cullen. Much, much better.
No, everybody's equally terrible in this situation. So instead of going like, no, I'm not going to get involved in like, oh, the girl dies. Well, that's a bummer. I guess I'll wait another 400 years for her. Great, great, great. Yeah. Instead of doing that, he stops time. He stops time and saves her instead of going like, hey, your career is ruined because everyone thinks you killed this other girl.
He knows that she didn't do it.
He knows she didn't. But instead of going like, listen, your career's over, why don't we go on vacation to another country? And then they disappear into ambiguity and a story. They live happily ever after and date rape.
he can't leave. I don't know.
Why can't he?
I don't know why. That hasn't been explained.
Oh, wait, here's the other thing. He's been there for 400 years and he only has a month and a half left on Earth?
Yeah.
No. No, he doesn't.
Well, the show started with 3 months, but yeah.
He can stay there
They just explained that he's running out of energy. And so if he doesn't leave, he would probably just kind of die.
He's been alive for 400 years.
I know. It's a little bit shaky of an explanation. Honestly,
it's beyond shaky. It's like the fault line.
My prediction is while he becomes closer and closer to this woman,
he'll become more and more human.
Yes. I hope, yeah. But I don't know, this show throws curveballs. Okay, how he spied on her.
Really quick, do we know the average lifespan of one of his species?
No, we don't.
So we assume that it's going to be, okay, let's say the average working career for a human is 45 years. From, let's say, the age of 20 to 65. 45 years. So that means his working age, he's approaching retirement, let's say. So he's roughly the age of a 65-year-old man who's, okay, so he's a statutory date rapist because this girl's 30 and he's 400. It's awful. The math here is awful. If you really think about it, he's approaching the end of his species' life. He can die anyway. I have no feelings for this being. None. It's like terrible Korean Doctor Who.
We will tackle that issue another time, because he's amazing. But I need to tell you how the guy spy on her.
Okay, so, how does he spy on her?
Okay, so he has one of his henchmen send her a gift.
Wait, one of his henchmen? Well, there are multiple henchmen?
He has one main henchman, but I'm sure he has a few
more. Okay, no, here's the other thing. If he decides he wants to kill people on his own now, he has to kill literally every single henchman all the way down. That's where the first stop. Because sure those guys aren't going to keep their mouth shut. And the second they notice one of their guys are gone, all of them are going to go.
Yeah, he would kill them all. I have no doubt about that.
Barehanded? That's a lot of dudes.
He has some guns.
A lot of trained dudes who kill on command. Aren't gonna just go down.
Don't be concerned about that. He can. I hope they attack back. He needs to die. But
you hope the murderers attack.
Okay, never mind. It's not.
You're doing real poorly here, kiddo.
Okay, so he sends her a giant teddy bear.
It's a nanny cam.
With a camera in the eye.
It's a nanny cam. One. So he only, at this point, suspects that she has it.
Yes.
Okay, so he doesn't know. He sends a giant teddy bear, and she's like, cool, puts it on her bed. He gets and a free show every night.
And she loves this teddy bear, because everyone else hates her at the moment, and so she's like, ooh, a fan sent me this.
Wait, hold on a second. So things can be sent anonymously here, is what we've just pointed out. The purse could have been sent back completely anonymously. No one would have known it was her. Awful people.
Don't worry about it. Back to our regular scheduled programming. And so she, like, there's, like, a montage of her, like, eating with it. And like, oh, hello, eat, eat. She baby, it's like her child. It's pretty funny.
She sounds like a mental defective.
A little bit. She does go to see a psychiatrist a few times because she's like, and what's the psychiatrist? What are these feelings of love?
I'm so sad that your phone cannot record the look of disgust on my face. What?
I know, what? I'm a horrible explainer.
You're awful. I don't know.
But this show is so good.
And then here's the other thing. After all of that, you tell me, oh, by the way, it's a comedy.
It's so funny. You should read my reviews.
I'm
much
here.
Better writer than I am.
No, I'm enjoying speaker. This far more than I ever will reading any of your reviews. This is terrible. Man. It's just a mess.
But don't worry. When the alien comes into her apartment and he sees the teddy bear sitting in view of her computer.
So please tell me that he breaks into her apartment.
Which one? The alien?
Yeah, breaks into apartment, sees the teddy bear, and goes, oh my god, it's a camera! And then, like,
no,
throws it out
break
a window.
In. He comes into her apartment after being invited in.
Okay, and then what?
He like, goes up to the teddy bear and just goes into the eye and just, like, takes the camera out. Because he has, like, super special vision, you know.
Okay, so wait, okay, I want to clarify, he can stop time for up to a minute.
Yep.
But we have clarified that he could potentially just repeatedly stop time for a minute and then, like...
Maybe, it hasn't occurred yet.
Clean up a murder scene or perform a date rape, which he guaranteed has. So, guaranteed has.
No, actually, he had never kissed a girl before he kissed
guaranteed. You don't have to kiss a girl to do terrible things to them.
Stop it. Okay.
Okay, so he can stop time. He can travel up to 150 miles. Mm-hmm. Possibly more, assuming he hasn't date raped lately. And then he could also move things with his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So all right now, he's stopping time, drawing dicks on people's face with a marker he doesn't have to touch, and then disappearing. Maybe puts it in a different person's hand. Why not? And then he can also... What was the last one?
Well, there's a few more things.
Oh my gosh.
He has super hearing, super vision. Like, super senses, basically. He has super strength.
And at no point has his, like, has someone who been like, oh my god, he's holding a tree. Like, nobody's like, he just lifted a car. No one
He doesn't show his powers around people. He really doesn't interact with
people. So what's the point of having them if you don't show
them? I know, that's the problem. So now he's starting to realize that he needs to use them to save her.
No, because he just said he doesn't want to get involved.
No, if but you now he does. He does. If you want to save the girl, he's admitted that he loves her and that he...
If you want to save the girl, again, stop time, kill the bad guy, boop, problem solved, and then go on vacation.
So, in the last... You really want him to go on vacation.
Sounds like he has 400 years in Korea. I would want to go on vacation.
So, at one point, they're at his apartment, and she loves chicken and beers, her, like... go-to food.
I forgot to mention she's an alcoholic too. Sorry.
Yeah, she does drink a lot.
She's an alcoholic.
She's had a hard few months, but so she's.
I've had a hard few months.
So she's like, "Oh, Minjun, who's the alien? Oh, you should drink with me." And he's like, "No, I don't drink." And he's very cold and very like doesn't show emotion, and
because he's either. I'm sorry, but he's either, one, an alien, which in this case is true, or two, autistic and can't read social cues.
And so from her point of view,
he's an autistic, crazy guy, maybe mildly schizophrenic, who's like, oh, I can stop
crying. No, he's ridiculously smart.
So are autistics. Sherlock Holmes, come on. And then, like, so... who comes in while invited and vandalizes her favorite piece of property without telling her, by the way, did you know that was a nanny cam?
Well,
you
just go, she's right there.
Doesn't matter.
She's like, oh my god, you saved me.
No, it would be like, oh my god, I'm freaking out. You just vandal. You need to get out of here. And two, what the fuck? Call the police.
So
it's just everyone's taking the weirdest path.
I know.
Like no one here is thinking logically, even remotely.
Okay.
It's like they all got together. Like, okay, here's what our problem is. What is the most difficult, dumbest way we can get around? Okay. Oh, by the way, we have to do it in a funny manner so people laugh.
It is really funny.
Watch out for your health.
Yes. Oh no. That means they're gonna die.
Again, why would you give someone a heads up like that? Like,
well, they don't know. They're just like, oh, thank you.
No, is that like a common, like...
Yeah, it's a common thing to say.
Okay, well, that's slightly different. Because here, if you're like, hey, watch out for your health, you're like, oh, shit, she knows something. Something's up. Like, when's the last time I said, Rachel, take care of yourself. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, I think it's a common saying in Korean.
Like, I would hope so. Otherwise, everyone would be like, the fuck was that? Bullet to the head.
Oh, no. Gotta be careful, Abby.
That's a terrible tell as well. You should never have a verbal tell. Again, like, rub your earring, move your ring, do some, like, twirl a curl, like the Count of Monte Cristo, like, do something, but don't...
But so far, no one suspects him.
I suspect
him. I know. Oh, believe me, everyone knows. Well, the alien now really knows. So
the alien, can we just refer to him as the day rapist?
No.
Because that's how I think of him as the alien in my head. Because
why did I tell you that?
Because you thought it was so sweet and romantic, and you thought I'd be like, oh my god. And what I hear is, he stopped time. So while a girl is, let's be, like, technically unconscious, because and from her point of view, it happened so fast, she's not aware of it. Which, I mean, all the ladies said of this guy anyway. It was so fast they didn't even notice. But, so, he basically knocks her out, walks over, kisses her, and goes, nah, and then disappears. And leaving her feeling horrible about herself.
Yeah, she did feel
unloved
horrible.
And dejected, all while he kissed her. You could be like, oh, he really loves her, but fuck her! Oh my god! He totally date-raped her! That's a metaphor if I've ever heard one.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
Okay. Well.
That's why.
What
I
was
think.
I trying to tell you? I don't know.
You're not. Again, I've never seen an episode. I no longer have a desire. I didn't really have one to begin with. I definitely don't have a desire to now because.
Missing out. This is probably.
I'm missing nothing. I'm
missing so much. You're missing the blanks that I'm not filling in.
I really want you to post this audio. So. I want it to be split evenly. I want it to be a bunch of people like me who maybe have seen an episode or have heard about it from a friend who are like, yeah, that's absolutely what it sounds like. And, like, people, like, who are like, no, he would never! No! I love him! Watch Doctor Who. Like, really, it's so much better.
You You haven't actually seen it, so you don't know.
You just told me it's 22 hours long.
20.
20 hours long. That's really, that's almost an entire day, Rachel.
I wish it was longer. No, it's so good. But it's not all out yet. Only 11 hours are out.
Okay, again, it really, if he does decide, I love this girl, I'm going to help her, stop time, kill the bad guy. You have 400 years.
In the last episode, the bad guy was going to, was trying to kill the alien because he's like...
Does the bad guy know that he's an alien?
Well, now he knows something's up because...
Something's up, like, could be, like, this dude's gay. It doesn't necessarily
No, no, no. Like, so what happened was, is the evil guy wants to kill
the
alien. And so the alien warned him, saying, don't you dare touch the actress. You can't kill me.
So at the same point... Okay, so... How long has the bad guy been spying on this girl? Like, month and a half? 2 months?
No, it wasn't that long. It was a pretty quick turnaround.
Okay, so a couple weeks?
Yeah, probably. Maybe a week. A few days, yeah.
Okay, for a week, nothing. She's nothing. Let's assume that she leads a real boring life, which it sounds like she does. Sees nothing. No, doesn't see the purse anywhere, even remotely in the background.
Wasn't in the apartment at the time, but yeah.
No reason to suspect her. No. Also, why would the manager even return the purse to her? It's not her purse.
I know.
Okay, so that really bugs me.
Yeah, I know. Like,
if something happened and I found out somebody had the belonging of one of my loved ones and hadn't returned it, whether I like them or not, that is not your property.
I know. Okay, moving on. So basically they have this USB and the guy knows.
He has no reason to suspect her anymore. It's been a week, no mention of it, no sight of it, no. He has literally nothing.
And then, unfortunately, she puts the bear right in the way of her watching the video on the screen and sees, watching it.
So she kept the USB.
Well, no, so as soon as the purse got returned to her, she was carrying it back into the apartment.
And it fell, and it breaks open. And instead of gathering it and closing it and putting it in a box and sending it to this
family.
Yeah,
for some reason she picks up the USB saying, this
could be porn! and plugs it in and watches it. So, does she download it onto her computer, or does she...
Well, no, she opens the video, and you hear the prison wife talking.
She's a prison wife. She goes, oh my god, he's crazy! And the other girl's, oh, I know, girl, you need to fix your hair. I'm gonna marry him, girl. And then closes the door on the prison wife. Doesn't call the police. Again,
I know.
Nobody does anything that makes sense. You know what you could do? It's like, get him to sign. I like an agreement, like, oh, like, I don't really, like, listen, I don't really want to marry you.
Well, no, he didn't want to deal with that. He was just like, I'll just kill her.
Yeah, but, like, even so, be like, listen, I, like, don't even blackmail him. Be like, listen, just, I think it would be good for both our image. You get to look like a family man. Your family's forced to move out of your place. Be good. Mutually, I'll stay in my apartment. Mutually beneficial. He goes, you know, she's not totally.
He doesn't think logically.
Yeah, it's not.
He likes to kill.
Prostitutes! Like, kill anyone.
No,
you can't.
Kills the people that get in his way.
Prostitutes? You can't tell me. I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay, so anyway, don't even threaten the guy. Be just like, listen, we'll do this. And be like, you know, I don't even care about the money. I'm not going to sign a prenup. It's just, I don't. If you want a divorce, we'll get a divorce. I won't make a big deal of it. Second that rings on your finger and your name's on his money, you turn him into the police. If you really want the money. If not, like, get a ring.
Well, she wasn't the smartest person either.
If not, buy yourself a ring, turn him in, and be like, oh my god, my fiancé, he got me this beautiful huge ring. But she didn't. She's, oh my, I can't believe he had a prison wife that I didn't know about.
Oh no.
I get to keep his stuff in his apartment.
It's very strange. Very strange.
How odd. I knew nothing about this. I just got a big rock. Check it out. Really, like, I'm sorry, I'm obviously not a criminal mastermind, but I could do this better than all of them. They're awful. And on top of it, it's a comedy, which is so bad.
Funny.
That's a...
I can't describe the funny moments, but they're...
No, I've listened to all of this. That is the one thing that makes no sense to me at all, is that this is a comedy.
If this gets enough comments, I hope you would watch one episode.
This better get... Wait, comments?
Or, I don't know, comments,
views, listens. If this gets... You know what? I'm gonna go easy. If this gets 500 comments, likes, or views, whatever, definitely. I will watch an episode. We can record the entire thing. You can watch my reaction to all of it. It's gonna be bad.
We'll see.
Wait, what time frame? Because if I give you an indefinite, like, you have all of time to get 500 people to watch it, that's gonna happen, so...
We'll see. I don't... Maybe...
To our birthday?
Okay. So...
Which, for those who aren't listening, is late March, early April.
Okay.
So, like, month and a half.
I can do that.
Oh my god, it's gonna be so violent. First of all, it's gonna be nothing but comments of people hating me, which is both, like, kind of
Well,
sad.
Everyone's gonna be like... Why don't you just watch the show? Because her explanations suck.
Your explanations, I do suck. About you once described your birthday party to me after I had been there, and it like I had no idea what had happened. It was real bad. So like I know I go in with this fully knowing that her explanations are bad. At the same time, it is so much more fun to just listen to you get really excited about something. Think I'm gonna love it, and then butcher it.
I know.
Butcher it so badly.
I'm asking for trouble.
It's like you're trying so hard. That's what's really funny about this, is you're so convinced you just totally explained it in the best way possible. And then I go ahead and call the main character a date rapist, and you're like, okay, let's backtrack.
No, I didn't do this right. Okay.
So I guarantee all the comments are gonna be people who are like, you need to watch the show, and two, what are you talking about? You will use just hate mail, which I'm a little excited about. And then maybe one or two people who are on my side are like, yeah, you know, it's a little...
Well, they haven't seen it yet.
You don't know that. Maybe it's one or two people on my side who have seen it, and you're like, on the nose, buddy. He is a date rapist. Who does that?
Okay, well, this concludes...
Abby's first rant about
Man from the Stars.
Or
Rachel trying to explain the show and failing horribly.
Yeah, again, what was not mentioned is this conversation had gone on for 45 minutes before we even hit record. So if we do another one of these, which hopefully we will, because this happens...
twice a week for the next... 4 weeks.
No, this happens roughly twice a week anyway. You come into my room trying to tell me something that I have no idea. Like, really, one day I'm going to pick a show, I'm just going to break it down. It's going to be some weird, like, Farscape. I'm going to just pick a show, break it down for you, and you're going to be like, that sounds awful. It just sounds terrible. And
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. In my mind, it's beautiful.
So, this happens normally anyway. This time we just hit record. Hopefully we'll do it again. I'm losing my voice right now because we've been going at this so long.
I know. I need to get to bed. I have to work on my review of the show that I can't describe.
You know what's funny is you have a for real job in the morning. High fives.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Get out of here. I'm going to continue watching documentaries about serial killers.
Are you sure you don't want to look at
yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.